as most of everybody listening knows, for years and years and years, 19 to be exact, we shipped Christmas presents to deployed units in various places overseas. We missed doing that. So 4 years ago, when we couldn't come up with anybody, we locally decided we could do something local. And that's how the Christmas dinner came about. I got a message from my son-in-law, Bradley, over at Taylor Grubaugh yesterday. And he said, hey, my cousin is in the sandbox and wondered if somebody could send something as a morale booster. I don't know yet if we'll have anybody to send stuff to at Christmas. We're just a little bit out on that one yet, but we always check. But we do have I believe it's a combat engineer unit, about 50 guys. We just want to send them stuff like we did at Christmas. We're shooting for September 17, you know, just brighten their day. We also need, I know we've got at least one school, grade school, lined up to make some thank you cards for troops. If anybody, you know, West Plains grade school, I think Junction Hills, they're already got something covered there. But we really need cards, lots of cards. As far as shipping stuff, if somebody wants to donate money, what we do with money, we run a ledger for this event. It's an open book. Anybody's welcome to see it. They can see how we spent the money. We will hold on to money until the last week and then see if we're short on any items. If we're short, we'll buy items and any remaining money we'll spend on shipping. Playing cards, dry drink mixes, hard candy, gum, coffee, powdered creamer, packaged cookies, crackers, granola, nuts, jerky, trail mixes. Those are all really popular. And again, this is all same with like we do at Christmas. Individually packaged snack crackers, stuff like that. If you think of anything else, call us. You can email us, call us, whatever. But I think that'll...
Liquids.
Yeah, and like the committee here said, no liquids. We can't ship liquids. No pressurized cans like shaving cream and stuff like that. We can't ship it.
No spray deodorant.
Yeah, no aerosols.
No aerosols.
Right. I think on this one, we are going to ship some soap because they're on a base. I know in the past, shipping to the snipers, they did not want...
Only ivory soap.
Any scented soaps.
Scented
no, because I guess, you know, dogs, goats, whatever. Animals could smell it and give their position away. It's my understanding, though, we can ship... we'll ship some bar soap, too. Toothbrushes, toothpaste. I think we got toothbrushes and toothpaste
Okay. Covered.
Anything that you want to drop anything off, if you drop it off at Salutes, just say this is for the troop shipment, you know, at the front desk so they know it's not just to put in the pantry.
Right.
Or the battery station, you know, downstairs. And we're going to stage this in our conference room, take pictures. Keep, you know, do regular updates on Facebook, as always. And anyway, we're excited about this because it is a local connection. It's Bradley's cousin. So, his name is Sergeant Allen. That's all I can say. But I know these guys will appreciate it. And we'll just ship as much as we can. You know, you can call us at 417-257-7799. That's the battery station. Or email troops@batterystation.com. We set up a dedicated email for these events years ago. So, and we sure appreciate your really fast help on this. I know this is these guys are hurting, and we want to get stuff on the way now.